Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 8, 2020. Demand. We must realize that we are not aimed toward the Creator and have no contact with Him because connection with the Creator is against our nature. Spirituality can be attained only through prayer, but we are incapable of it. The Creator will disallow us to do this. It is easy for an ordinary person to turn to the Creator in all religions and beliefs, but we cannot because the Creator wants us to have a true, correct, internal connection with Him, which is precise, powerful, and mutual. Therefore, He will show us how far we are from this connection. Once we discover our inability to turn to Him, to pray, to be in contact with the Creator, we will understand how much we need an environment, a group, and connection because only within it will we reveal the Creator and together we can turn to Him. Otherwise, neither I nor all other friends reach the Creator. We can only do it together. This is not the Creator to whom people pray in all languages and in all religions, imagining Him to themselves. We must clearly reveal the Creator because the Creator, Bore, means come and see, Bo, come, and Re, see. Only through the correct, true request, after we connect with the Creator, can we change our state and realize ourselves. The connection with Him is only possible through our unity and common demand. We should ask the Creator for correction as persistently as a crying baby demands from its mother, confident that she must reply to Him. Through such demands, our desire grows. This is how a person, a child, grows. Everything is arranged in the way in all of nature. However, we are different because we can know to whom we turn and can be in equivalence of form with Him. Everything that happens in nature, in inanimate matter, plants, animals, and people, all the desires of all the times and all the created beings accumulate within us and we bring them to the connection with the Creator. Otherwise, the Creator will not hear us. He heard Kabbalists in the past, even if they studied individually, but today it does not work. Therefore, we are called the last generation, which plays a special role and does not act like all the Kabbalists of the past, who only set the stage for us. Now we are realizing this task through a special connection between us. We must break the partition, constantly nag the Creator, ask, and demand. No, there is no other way. Again and again. The Creator enjoys our requests. So perhaps we do not need anything else. If the Creator receives pleasure from our appeals to Him, then He cannot let us clearly feel His reaction, otherwise, we will begin to use Him egotistically, demanding give us even greater knowledge and sensations. Therefore, the Creator hides even more. He reveals Himself to us a little in the concealment and we need to intensify our request, to bring more mind and intention to it, to gradually get closer to understanding what the screen and reflected light are. We do not reach connection with the Creator directly but through our complete inversion. I cannot come to the Creator with my current desires and thoughts because they will short-circuit. Plus and minus will be short-circuited directly. Therefore, I must place a correct adapter between them that is called restriction, symptom, screen, masak, reflected light, ohozer, and then my will to receive can enter into contact with the will to bestow of the Creator. There has to be some kind of dielectric, electric insulator, in the middle, that protects against short circuit, and this is the restriction, screen and reflected light. First, we need a restriction so that I myself would at least demand the strength to restrict my egoism, would not want to see and feel the Creator, rather, on the contrary, I would ask the force to not let me use my will to receive. I ask to be given the strength to rise above my nature. Thus, I wrap myself in insulation and then behind this insulation I ask to be given the intention to bestow. I do not know what it is. But if this is the nature of the Creator, then let Him give me a little bit of these qualities. I then receive the dressing of the Upper One, the dressing of the Creator, the dressing of the Great Priest, the Great Kohen. In the measure of this dressing, wrapped in the reflected light and certain that I use my will to receive for the sake of bestowal, I can already act. We are very close to this realization, it is right in front of us. We just need a little more effort to ask, to demand. If we do not feel a response, then like a baby, we become even more demanding. If the mother does not respond, the child grabs her and pulls her. Again, she does not answer. He begins to hit her, scream, sob, and roll on the ground in hysterics. It is all a game because when he gets what he wants, he instantly calms down. This is how nature makes him act. We have to do the same with the Creator, nagging him again and again. However, we already have initial contact with him, we are very close. The Creator only sets more and more difficult conditions for us every day so that we can reach the true demand, which he can answer. We need to go through all this because this is not an artificial condition. If you do not scream, you will get nothing, but rather the process of building our kli. These cries, the efforts made to pray together with our friends, become our new spiritual vessel. The will to receive is not the kli, the kli must be built above the will to receive. This new kli is built precisely through the contact with the Creator when he does not respond to us. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 25th of December 2020, prayer. An urgent need for unity, talk with Richard S. Schout. Richard S. Schout, director of the American Jewish Committee, AJC, in Los Angeles, meets Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman to discuss the roots of hatred against Jews and how Jewish unity can turn it into love. 7 out of 10 Jews in the U.S. fear anti-Semitism. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is a trend that will only rise until the Jewish people realize an urgent need to unite. What needs to happen so that the Jewish people feel the urgency to unite? There are 2 ways. One is through external threats and anti-Semitism, which bring Jews together by raising suffering, and the second is a path of awareness, one where the Jewish people can build positive connections above the natural rejection to each other. In order to take a positive path and diminish anti-Semitism, a broad educational effort is needed, one which explains the nature of the hatred toward the Jewish people, and through such understanding, the way to turn it into love. First, Jews need to learn who they are. That is, what makes them Jewish to begin with, what is their role, and how they hold a method to unite above divisions and differences. Then, by implementing such a method, they will be able to pave the way to a harmonious experience of unity and peace, becoming an immensely positive force in the world. Life and Death, Part 5. Why do we have to be born again? Question: is it possible to say that apart from the constant renewal of reshimot, informational genetic data, a person needs to change his physiological body every few tens or hundreds of years in order to be born again in some different environment and connect with different souls, people? Answer: yes, it is necessary. Question: so I do understand this correctly? Answer: more or less. In our world, we cannot use our vocabulary to express what is actually happening in the spiritual world. However, at least imagine it that way. At least, the truth is that because of this we begin to make a calculation: what happens to me, what I should do. Question: does a person need to die so that the knowledge and experience he has acquired in this world will pass to feelings? For example, Baal HaSulam gives an example with wheat. The grain must rot so that a new sprout will grow from it. Answer: yes. That is right. In this way, there is a transition of quality to quantity or, conversely, quantity to quality. A person lives some 80 to 100 years and all that he has acquired, all his experiences, are embodied in his descendants. Question: where is this all stored? Answer: the informational data exists in the information field around the person. Question: is this field common for everyone or does each one have his own? Answer: Each one has his personal field, and there is one common field for everybody that leads us all. We see even in our world how we are developing. All of humanity is drawn somewhere, but each has one's own personal destiny. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 14th of January 2019. New Life Number 1165. Shaping Public Opinion.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about shaping public opinion. Turns out that we have an opinion, and it's shaped by different factors. We'd like to better understand how does this mechanism work, and how can we use it for the better. Be with us. It's going to be interesting. Tal, please. Yeah, I think we'd all like to think that we have an opinion of our own. But in general, we know that there are many factors that try to shape our opinion in different directions. We know that throughout history, there were different leaders that succeeded in instilling their ideology in entire nations through propaganda and other kinds of media. And we know that it's happening especially today because we're in the era of information. And most wars are for public opinion nowadays over ideology. And I even read that besides espionage, influencing public opinion in other countries became a means, a political means, and even a means of warfare against another country, penetrating another country, influencing the ideology and the values of the people of that country to bring them to a place that the enemy would like. And we, the public, aren't really aware of this happening, and we flow with different opinions. So we'd like to understand how does this mechanism work in order to understand how to use it more correctly. So first of all, why is it so doable? Why are we so open and inclined to be influenced by foreign factors? Man is an egoistic design. Man is what? An egoistic design, meaning that he's being designed, shaped. Yeah? His ego is being shaped, and by different temptations, baits, just like with a little animal, we can draw him to different habits, ways of life. Like in the past, there were wolves. We turned them into dogs. Instead of them attacking us, they protect us, meaning the opposite. And this is how it is with all animals, that we wanted to draw closer to ourselves. Were there a need for it, we could even do it with alligators. You take a pigeon, you turn it into a male pigeon. Yeah, exactly. Meaning, there's no problem. And man, too. We see that. We take children, and it depends where you put that child. And that determines, will something good or something bad come out of him? Will he be drawn to be a scientist, or a musician, or a criminal and a mobster? Meaning it all depends on the environment, on education, on those values that we feed the child. So in our times, it's really important on a daily basis, we're so dependent on public opinion. We have to make choices all the time, not only here in Israel, but in general. Political choices, not only political. You have to make choices all the time, at work, at home. Whenever we have to choose something, every time we choose out of several options, as if to buy this or not, should I do this or not, more or less, and so on. And therefore, the war over shaping man is about what do we want to shape, what do we want to get as a result, is a very important war. And it's the greatest weapon that we have. And each and every country nowadays isn't thinking about nuclear weapons, strategic weapons, all the destroyers and everything, and missiles. It's all primitive. Yeah, when will we ever use it? But today we have to use things differently. How do we turn public opinion in a hostile country to a state where it will become hostile against its own country, and in that we succeed against dictators and so on? Well, so today, ideological wars are the real wars, and we have to understand that this is actually what we have to direct our attention at, and to also see to what extent can we keep, protect our public, suppose here in Israel, from being influenced by different external influences, and so on. I read that with the help of psychological warfare, it's possible to bring people in a certain country to work against their own interests, so much so that they stop listening to facts, that even if I tell them very rational things, they won't listen. We see it in Israel too, that a large public in Israel today is directed against the existence of the State of Israel and so on. They're pro-BDS and so on, and other such organizations. When you look at the war for public opinion, who's fighting? What factors? Depends on who you're talking about. There are different situations in the world, but suppose here in Israel. Here in Israel, it's an existential war, that there are big forces in the world, and they're growing all the time, that if suppose 30 years ago all of Europe was in favor of Israel, today you can say that all of Europe is against Israel. And if in the past it was the same with the United States, then today no. Today a large public, and most of the public in the United States is against Israel, and this is how it is in every nation. We're losing this war. Who's pulling the strings? These are big organizations, very powerful, rich, and smart organizations. We can say that they're elites that are directing the... Of course, they're sending their children to study in universities. They pay these universities, like in the United States, for example. Universities exist due to donations. And this way, you can buy their opinion. And today, you have no professors, you have no academic staff in the United States that's pro-Israel. Even if internally they do feel that way, no one will say it out loud, openly. And the same in Europe. And in parallel with that, in accordance with it, we see what's going on in the universities here in Israel. Because they're all interconnected. They influence one another. And so our academics can't be any other way. And we see it. And if this is how they are, then also this is how their students are, and especially the Arab students. And then what follows is that the younger generation that grows up, and tomorrow they will run the country, they will be entirely against the country. Meaning the means to influence public opinion is the educational systems of the country. Yeah. And this is how they raise the next generation.
Yeah.
This is their plan that's going on for the past 20 years. It didn't start today. Okay, so if to summarize, you're not surprised that in Israel and around the world, there are processes of shaping public opinion going on. You're saying that just like it's possible to tame an animal, it is also possible to shape people the same way. And therefore, in any society, in any country, there are certain factors that by different technologies make us think in a certain way, meaning it exists whether we're aware of it or not. There's someone that shapes our opinion. Yes. Okay. If this is how it is, and it didn't start today, maybe the means changed, maybe in the past, leaders, kings had different other tools in order to do the same thing, but probably they too shape public opinion. So, I want to ask, how is it possible to use this process of shaping public opinion in a way that it will benefit people? Not that someone up there will manipulate the little people, but that we as a society will take this tool that shapes public opinion, our opinion as a part of that public, and start using it in a good, rational way. Is it possible to use such a tool in order to advance to a better place? No. It's impossible? Impossible. Why? Because, first of all, money, power, economical power exists in Europe, United States, Arab countries, and Russia. I mean, the entire world's against you, and so you don't exist. All the religious figures that are either Muslim or Christian, the entire education, culture, history of previous generations, it's all against us. And therefore, we can't even directly go to war. We stand no chance. Also, what can you say against the many things that they have to say against us? The opinion that the Jews are really those that are to blame for all of the problems of the world, it is an opinion that already exists in the heart of each and every person. Even without the war, without their sophistications and shaping public opinion, obviously, that's how it is in everyone. Anyone who's born, he's already born with an opinion that a Jew is someone that something's wrong with them. It's an interference. Yeah. Okay, we talked about the international arena and what happens in Europe. Like you said, 30 years ago, Europe was in favor of Israel, and now everyone's against. Now I want to leave the international arena aside and look at what's going on inside Israel. There are citizens that live here, and they're being manipulated, and their opinion is being shaped. Is it possible to advance the opinion of the Israeli society here in Israel to a more positive place? Is it possible to use this mechanism in order to advance values like patience, tolerance, connection between people, like treating others favorably even if their opinion is opposite to mine? Can this tool also serve us in a positive way? No, thank you for bringing this up. Here we're also losing. In what way? That we can't even be good inside our own society, between us, among us, in our own home. We're also creating such an atmosphere toward one another that everyone wants to run away and distance themselves from each other. Meaning that, really, with all of our forces, we're showing ourselves that the nations of the world, that what they say about us is true. So actually, because we did not develop any kind of plan for ourselves of how to shape our public opinion in a positive way, we're open to different influences from the outside that can also be negative, and we don't really control what's going on. We're not in control at all. And of course, we're bad because we're not using the forces that we could have used. Instead of creating love another as yourself and reaching a society in which all of us really exist above all this terrible human culture, instead of that, we're under the control of the nations of the world, and we agree to what they say. We agree with it. Previously, you talked about developing resistance to these influences. What kind of process do we have to go through in order for people to start identifying different kinds of foreign influences? We have to build ourselves as the Jewish people, as the people of Israel, according to the conditions that are considered as the people of Israel, meaning to treat each other in a very special way, to relate to each other in a very special way, that our relationships will be based on love another as thyself, on helping one another. Like what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, explains, demands, and how to build it, if this is the path that we'll choose, certainly we'll acquire such forces, such a form that no one will be able to cause us any harm. But if we are under the foreign influence of our haters, we stand zero chances of winning. I understand the goal that you have set. We want to advance the public opinion here in Israel to a place where people will want to live according to the rule of love another as yourself. Suppose we want to promote this value. Let's break it down into details. What's the process? How do we do it so that in some time I will feel here in Israel that I really want to live according to love another as yourself? What are the stages in this process where you take my opinion as a Jew living here in Israel, and you take me to a place where, as a result of different social processes, suddenly I'll feel, because you want me to start feeling that I want to live according to love another as yourself. So where do we start? We start with explaining to people the state that they're in. What are their mental forces, which are the ego? Their mental what? Their mental powers, which is the ego. Ego meaning what? A desire to care only for oneself and not others whatsoever. Even if a person feels that he is a part of the public, he can't care for the public because this is how he was created, as a sole individualist. So, the explanation of one's own nature, according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah explains, and how can we reach a new structure in which we will be great, strong, unyielding, that no one can harm us, and not even to stand in our way, all the more to do something against us. It's all on condition that we connect, that we come together as one man and one heart. Then by that, we're really like in a fortress that you can't destroy. Besides, if we build ourselves this way, we will have the ability to naturally influence through nature the nations of the world, for them to understand that there is a special wisdom that can connect people, that it exists in the Jewish people, that the world is truly needy of this wisdom, and that it's worthwhile for them to learn from Israel, and internally they're ready for it. Only we're not showing them that they have what to learn from us. And if we will come to that, then they will immediately agree. This is what I can say. So we have already planned of what we have to do. We have already made goal that we have to reach. And we only need for the nation to understand how much it needs it in order to keep existing and not disappear. When I read about the process of psychological warfare through which another country is being attacked, then the first stage is called demoralization. That, just like you said, where the professors, academical staff, and so on, they take one generation of students and gradually instill values in them that are opposite to their national interests, opinions, and this way they bring society to demoralization because they no longer trust who they are, their goals, and so on. There's even this Israeli general that says that we were infected by this kind of schizophrenia, that we lost the spirit of unity, our spirit of unity. So how do you take such a public that went through this demoralization? What do you actually have to tell people for them to start understanding where they are and for them to start advancing to a healthier place? You have to explain to them the historical process. You have to explain about human nature, about what's going on today, about the role of the Jewish people. We see that it's something unique. There's nothing to hide here. And how opposite we are to all the nations of the world, and you can't do anything about it. And therefore, what we have left to do is to advance on our path and to realize our destiny. And accordingly, the nations of the world, specifically this way, will follow us because they will understand that there's a wisdom, there's a method, there's a special force to the existence of the Jewish people in our time, and they'll want it. They have this inner willingness to learn from us. But if we don't have this torch, then in their eyes, we're even worse than they are. And then, instead of appreciating us, they really disrespect us. They treat us the opposite way. And this is what we have to do. And, of course, we're incapable of stopping this trend in universities in any way. In universities and among the so-called educated people, their inclination toward the left and all these things. But we have to do it our way. We're not against the left or the right, but what we're fighting for is to realize the thought, the law of creation that we're loyal to, and not to any party or governor. How would you define the rule of creation, this law? It's above left, above right. Of course it is. What does this law say, the law of creation, as you call it? This law of creation says that all of mankind has to reach connection, love another as yourself. And the key to keeping, to realizing this rule exists in the Jewish people, because the Jewish people have the ability to draw the upper force, called the reforming light, to influence it, to influence the Jewish people, the people of Israel, and to bring them together as one, to unite them. And then through this connection of the Jewish people, when they are as one, that upper force, the reforming light, will influence the rest of the nations of the world. Is it a mystical process? What do you mean by light? It's not a mystical process. It's really the process according to which we will act and draw by it a special force from nature that will change us. Change us, Israelis, what will be the essence of the change here in Israel? That people will come closer to one another, that they'll help, want to help each other, and that they'll feel that they belong to one group called the people of Israel, even though that it's not a nation, because we know that according to our roots, we belong to the 70 nations of the world. but we disconnected from all of our nations and we joined the group of Abraham. And if this process of changing public opinion will happen, people will start coming a bit closer to each other, what will happen then? Then the entire world will feel through us that in the world there's a special force of connection that's shining, and everyone will be drawn to it, and no one will remain under these different foreign influences that these different circles are influencing us by. Meaning we have to understand that we have a very special weapon, a very powerful one. It's an upper, superior weapon, but it's on condition that we connect. And then, through us, through our connection, we can also influence the entire world with this inclination toward connection. As you said, countries are less and less depending on physical weapons in order to win a war, but it's all around public opinion. Now, Israel has a very strong weapon in their hands. How should we use this weapon in a smart way, and maybe how do we work with it in order to make the situation better? What is this weapon? Our connection, and through the connection, immediately we will feel how that force of connection through us influences the entire world, and all of mankind starts coming together too. We and they around us, they want it, and subconsciously they're expecting it, they're waiting for it. And every country in the world, the hate that they feel towards us right now, it's simply the opposite of the attitude that there should be. It exists, only it works the opposite way. So we understand that these processes happen all over the world. So any country that wants to build itself against all of those forces that are trying to influence it need this process of connection. Nothing will help them until we do it. Why? Because this light, this force can only come through us. Therefore, the entire world hates us so much and is in demand toward us, justfully. So you're actually saying that the most advanced weapon for changing public opinion has to develop here in Israel? Yes, it is a weapon against man's egoistic nature and the egoistic nature of the world, by which we will be able to defeat this egoistic force and bring the world to connection. And then love and connection will win. Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.